and they had some scattered on the ground. Well, they let you have that. We take our croaker sack and we just fill it. We do that now when we go to the Jefferson feed store. And then we buy a bale of hay. We get that Kansas hay, because that's the best hay. We get that at $5.15 a bale now. Well, it used to be a long time ago, 75 cents a bale. That's the difference now. And if they had some broken bales, you know, of hay, well, he said, Miss Vance, if you have a bale broke back there, y'all want it, you could take it. And we just get our sacks and go and fill up the sacks and take them. Sometimes we'll get as much as 2 bales of hay loose, but we have to pick it up. I don't mind that.
Now, when you say you plant potatoes 1 year, and then the next year they might come up, like sometimes a crop, you had planted it before, mm-hmm. and then the next year it would come up.
Well, if you happen to leave some of the potatoes down, they would just grow right back up again.
Well, they'd just come back up.
Yeah, because I noticed that with my melaton. Well, the cold will kill it.
Yeah.
And we cut it down to the ground and just covered it with the dirt, and the next year it just comes up by itself.
Volunteer?
Yeah. It's come up by itself. When you see it coming up, you just water it.
Okay. Now, you used to see rice raised, right?
I've seen it after it has grown.
Yeah.
Now, that's some of our corn right there. That's corn that I grew in the backyard. And those are called the tassels on the top of the corn. And when the corn was dry, we cut that and brought it in and used it for flowers. You know, just make a pretty flower. Some people paint them. They dip them in paint, make them different colors.
That's pretty.
Yeah, I thought it was just pretty like that because it was something that I grew.
Now, when they cut wheat or when they cut, did you ever see them cut rice?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, it would be left in the field. They put it in
a cart, I guess.
Okay. Or how much would they raise an acre? You say we raised about 40.
Oh, I really wouldn't know. Yeah. I don't know a thing about sugar cane or rice, because we was never allowed to go around there.
You ever see oats? How would they separate the grain from the rest of it?
I wouldn't know that either. My father didn't know that.
Trashing them or crashing?
I've heard him said trashing it, but I don't remember. Was it the rice? I guess it was the rice. I don't know. The only thing I know about, my daddy used to tell us about how they cut the can and bring it to the mill and have it grind, and some of it would they clarify the sugar, and it would be white. And the one that they didn't clarify would be a sort of a grayish looking, and that was called raw sugar. And then they'd take some other sugar and it would make syrup, like this Carol syrup we have. Some of that made from the sugar cane, some of it made corn.
Yeah.
But I want to know what they told me about
it. Yeah. Some of it is, and what else would they make besides syrup? They would make that real black thick
syrup. It would make molasses out of it.
What's the difference between syrup and molasses?
Well, the molasses is much heavier. And it's much darker, it's thicker, real thick.
Yeah.
And it's real dark. I think it's sweeter too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some type of syrup might be imitation, but that stuff is real.
Well, I don't know, because when I buy syrup now, I always get the pure canned syrup. They're not supposed to write anything on a can that's not in it.
Yeah.
And I look for the can that says pure canned syrup. I want the real syrup. I don't want anything mixed.
Yeah, you want genuine.
Genuine.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So if you get a can of syrup or a bottle of syrup and it says pure canned syrup,
yeah.
Some of it say corn syrup.